Page 88. Let's go. Okay, in this moment, Al Rebbe is explaining that Yosef hid three treasures. One is Kerech got, one Antonina's got, one is for La'atzud Lovin. So he starts explaining there's two levels of Ava. There's Ava Mesoteres, okay, the hidden love, and then there's the revealed love. The hidden love is there instinctively, but you reveal it through his baininess, but you're not creating a new level of love, it's there. On the other hand, there's a new love that you create through his baininess, by meditating. And he says, though, that Ava Mesoteres comes from a deeper level than the Ava Bihgalut. The revealed love comes from intellect. This comes from the essence of the neshama. And then he starts saying that Or Zeru Al HaTzadik, that Gan, the Kava Chut, that's the last thing we're learning. That the Hakav and the Chut is the Hamshacha from after the Tzimtzum, from the highest level to the lower levels. Okay, so we're in the first column, even where the Maimer in the second column begins. Like 2, 4, 6, 8 lines into the paragraph. The Maimer, as Ali Digmar says, Mahagan, Tzorchlad de Lahashkis Lezamet. Just like a garden. Because we say, the Zer says, that Erzuro Latzadik is planting it in the Gan above. He says, just like a Gan, a garden down here, needs to have the plowing and the watering and the pruning and the whole thing to make a garden grow things. It just doesn't happen by itself. So which is Aved is Abirudim, which is Aved of Birudim, refining the world, that's accomplished through Yosef HaTzadik. Meaning like this, just like in the physical earth, there's two types of things that grow in Gashmias. There's things that you plant every year, you know, things that grow. And then you have Svichin. Svichin just were things that grow wild in the field by itself, like weeds, basically. Mashet Semech Me'eleh would grow by themselves. Shalei Nizra Achshav Kladad Yirin planted at all. Elamin Azriya Shenafo Bamikvar. It says like this. There's certain things, like you have in a garden, yeah? You plant whatever. So there's things that grow because of your planting. And then there's things that grow just from the previous years. Things fell off and the plant, it goes into the... You don't do anything for it. It's just like weeds that grow up by themselves. And he says, V'heim nikra sficha da'adam. This is what's called in the Zohar. The sficha of the... Again, sficha like the weeds of the land. The mekayma adar she'ikar kiyama adar tzayidei svichim. That the Zohar says, the prime existing of the earth is through the things that grow themselves. In other words, Al-Tareb is saying like this. There are things that grow themselves, and there are things that you do with Avaida. Lamaila, there's also things that are natural, the Ava Mesoteres, and then there are things that you have to create. So he says, Kachimoti Lamaila Be'eretzel Yena. The same thing in the earth above, which is called Ginsa, the Gan. Right? Gan comes out of Eden, the Gan Lamaila. There are things that come through planted, like it says, Or Zoru al Atzadik. Zoru means he planted it. It doesn't come by itself. He planted it. Yes, Bechinus Magdil, Bechinus Fichim, meaning Mashenizik, far from already, things that fell down from the tree, you know, whatever, things that make things grow. Even though it's not something new, these svichim are not something new, just something that grows by itself in the ground. Which is a higher thing. In other words, Al-Tareb is giving a marshal now for the Ava Mesoteres, which is there by itself, not through Aveda. You just have it. You're a Jew, you got it. You know, from Avram, Avinu, Yosef, whatever the different things are. And then you have things that you work on to plant. So he says, even though the svichim, because it says in the Zohar, that's what keeps the earth existing, is the weeds. If you look at all the jungles in the world and all that stuff, it's nobody's planting them, but keeping them going is the, by itself. And he says, so v'hu can now binyan avim is to say the hidden love. When it reveals agam sheinis avos chadasha, even though it's not a new creation like the ahava that comes from meditation, in calls that shasha gever yaseh, it's even a higher level. The Alter Rebbe is just giving a mashal why the ahava mesuteres, the hidden love that a Jew possesses, which l'cha'eda is not through avoida, nevertheless the source is higher. In fact, sometimes it says it's so great avoida can't reach there. But we look like towel and all the very, there are certain things that Aveda can't reach. That's the level of these svichim, things that grow by themselves. Sharet meitziat simcha miatme, it becomes grown by itself. Umegamei is dada, and from that the world exists, meaning so avashin is bakfat shimesuteres. Where does it come from? It comes from the things that were planted already before, you know, things that fell off the tree or fell through the wind in various different places, and it makes it grow. But you don't see it. You don't see planting. You don't see cultivating. You don't see watering. Like he says, arzarua is past tense. The light which was planted, past tense, meaning you're not planting it now. Ava no, the Minishachim is Venus, it's called Ava Salem, is called Zriya, that you plant now. Okay? So he's just giving a mashal for the two levels of Ava that he said before. Now, the whole Zriya is Ava Selah, called Machinus Yesiv Atzadi. Like he said before, this level of Ava Mesuteris in every single Jew comes from the level of Yesiv Atzadik. And that becomes in Ginsa, which is Makom Neshamas Yisro. Okay? So bottom line is, the Gemara says, the Medrash says, that there are three treasures, hidden treasures. Okay? Kerach revealed one, Antoninus revealed another one, and Mashiach is going to reveal you. Yeah. The lottery, it's called. Reveal the third one.
Antoninus
revealed
what?
Huh? Now got the second one. He Yosef made three treasures from all the wealth that he got in Egypt from the hunger. So he said, Kerach got one, Antoninus got the other, and one was Tzadikim lost his love.
Do you know why these three and not four or five?
I guess there's a reason. Maybe he'll, yeah, he says, one second. V'edel in V'laka Yosef is called Akesef. This is what it means. Yosef gathered all the money. Kesef, you know, there's gold and silver. So Chassidus explains, Kesef is Ahava, Chesed, and Gvura is, gold is Gvura, Yira. Because Ava is Chesed, which is Ava. Kesef, besides the fact that it's whitish versus gold, which is reddish, but Nichsef, Nichsaf, the Kesef comes with longing, desire, love. My heart longs to you. That's the level of love, not fear. And he says, "Canal being in Ur Kadmo, the Gondel Tzadikim, which is you can level from Yesiv Tzadik, Tzadik Elyon, will Ginsa the Ginsa. Shemimen the Nimshuch Bichinus Avam Asuter Sanav Cholecha MiYisrael." Okay. So bottom line is when it says that Yosef had gathered all the Ahava, all the money, and he planted it as the Ava Mesuteres, the hidden money, the Ava Mesuteres that every Jew has. And that's what it says, Vayovaya Baisa. Word mean Baisa, Baisa Pare, which is Amshochas, Anikra Gansa, V'Almadiz Galya, which is called Nemok and Neshamas Yisrael. Okay, so he says like this, Zelian, Sholish, Matmonius, Hitman Yosef. That's what Yosef made a three. Three treasures. Like he said, one of four, five, one, two, whatever. It's known in Kisvi Arizal. The Chesed, is mischalik al gemu prakim. There's three divisions in chesed. One is shlisha elyein, which is helam vehesti, concealment, which is chsadim v'chusim, hidden chesed, and beis and mizgalim. Okay, one it says in the it's like this. In Tanya, the Alter Rebbe explains that everything comes from Hashem. Hashem is merciful, chesed, right? Baal Chai Ava, Hashem loves us. So therefore, sometimes there's revealed chesed, and sometimes it's hidden chesed. Which means, God forbid, when a person has tragedy, challenge, whatever you want to call it, it's hidden chesed from Hashem, right? And as Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya, that hidden chesed, in Perek Chavav, the Alter Rebbe explains, that hidden chesed is even higher than the revealed chesed. And that's why he says, Hanistores laHashem Elokeinu. Right? It says in Hazinu. The hidden levels is laHashem Elokeinu. VeHanigles, the revealed, Lonul Venenu is to us. Now, VeHanigles is Vav Hei. So the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, Ashrei HaGever, the Pasuk says, Ashrei HaGever, 88, second column. Ashrei HaGever, fortune is the person, Asher Tiyasrenu Kodar Hashem makes suffer. Okay? But that's Yudke. The revealed good comes from Vavhe. The hidden good comes from Yudke. Now Yudke is higher than Vavke. It's the first two letters versus the second two letters. So therefore, he's saying, this Av Chesed that he's all right, has three parts. There's the hidden Chesed, and then the revealed Chesed. The hidden chesed is even greater than the revealed chesed. He says like this. The Arizal writes, in chesed there's a hidden chesed, and then there's a level that chesed becomes revealed. Two levels of chesed becomes revealed. Now, when Yisrael hid the three hidings, okay, one was revealed to Kairach, one was revealed Tantaninus. The third one's still hidden. So he says, why three? Because in Chesed there's three levels. There's two that become revealed, and then there's a higher form of a level of Chesed. The higher level of Chesed is the hidden Chesed. So Yosef took all the Kesef. Kesef is, like we said, Ahava, Nichsef Nichsafti, the longing. Yosef took the Ahava that every Jew has, and he divided it into three, which is the three levels of chesed, which is the three levels of Ava. Two became revealed, and one is still hidden. It's tzaddikim lost it loving. What? That's where the teichah is, a very high level. So now the question was like, the only question is, if the hidden, let's call it the hidden good. That means when you suffer, hidden good. So why are we davening for revealed good? We should daven for hidden good, because hidden good is a better level of good than the revealed good. Basically, we should all daven to suffer. No, well, why not? L'cheder, it's a higher level of chesed. We should want that. So the answer is, what we're actually davening, because Hashem is called Yochel, Hashem could do anything He wants. What we're davening is, Hashem should take that hidden chesed, which is higher, and reveal it. We're asking Hashem, take the higher level of chesed and give it to us in a revealed good. He could do it. He could do whatever he wants. That's what we daven for. But we're davening for the higher level of chesed. But
when you usually say that chesed is made up of five.
Hechsam, he says, because the chesed from the Hechsam come into Zohar, chesed to Tiferes, whatever. There's chesed, and chesed the way it comes into Zohar, and chesed into Feres, whatever. There's a level of Heich Sodom, there's a level of Gimel levels of Sodom. And he says, V'chol Zehit Min Yosef, which is Yisrael, Shebein Nimshach M'ch Sodom Anal, K'nyo Yad Lady Chayn, Okay, so that's what it says in the parentheses. And he said, Vizel Vayilak, and Yosef is called Akesef. Yosef gathered all the money which are chsadim amchusin heina megulim, the hidden ones and the revealed ones. Vakol beisav pari. Kemizgalim biyichudzun, that because he says, pari loshim priya. Pari means, it says in Kesidus, you know, all these bad guys are really very high guys. So pari, it says in Zaya, is the mene is peridin called nihidin iloin. You know, by a bris mila, there's two parts of a bris. You cut off the hard skin, it's called mila, and then you have priya, which is the softer, the second skin, which is softer, you bend it back, and that causes the atara, the crown of the bris area, to be revealed. So priya actually means revealing. Priya reveals the bris mila area. So he says, Pari, in Kedusha, down here, it fell below lo Pari, the worst, most corrupt thing in the world. But in the same, like Lovin, Lovin means Levin or Elion, the highest level of purity and right all the way up there, but it fell all the way down. Same thing, Pari. So Yosef brought all this level of Kesef, all this level of Ava, to the house of Pari. Chayidei, Priya, Mizgalim, Gimel, Pirke, Chesed, Kenizke, Beitz, Chaim, HaKolecha. And therefore, Yosef, by bringing it to Pari's house and cause it to be revealed, so basically Yosef revealed all the levels of Chesed. And he says, like it says, Benim Beker, the Yosef, Shem, Avur, Gam, Ke'erk, Shlim, Shem, Chinas, Yosef, okay. But David is going to Chufa, like a Beker, whatever. Yaakov, Yosef, Beker, Yosef, Bamev, Mamaska, Yavin. And it says, okay, and he says, "If Shalem and Gam go the way at the end, the kids that are in the Beretz Mitzrayim are Chesedim Mechusim, and there it's Canaan in Chesedim Megulim." Basically, what he means is that when the Eden came to Canaan, the Torah says, "I'm going to put leprosy in your houses." So, besides the punishment aspect of it, Rashi says in the Gemara that the Canaanim used to hide all their, when they heard the Jews were coming, they were scared, so they hid all their money and diamonds and gold and everything in the walls of the house. So now Hashem made the house have leprosy, so they had to break open the walls and he found all the treasures. So that's also Chesed Megulim, but the Chesed in Mitzrayim that was hidden. Anyway, bottom line of the soul maimer is Yosef puts into every single Jew, this Ava Mesutaris, the hidden love, which is even greater than the revealed love, and that's the level of Erzurul Atzadik, that upstairs, there's a level of Aveda, of Gan, Lamaila, the Gan that you have to Zeruah plant, and there's Erzurul, the level that was planted already that grows by itself, that's the Ava Mesutaris that every Jew has, and that is even greater than the level of Ava that comes through meditation and understanding and all that.
What's the shot that these two individuals found it? And then
why did they merit to find it?
No. What lesson is there in the fact that one was found by Kerach, one by Linus, and one would be by Tzatzik?
Well, one lesson of Kerach is look what happens when you got a lot of money. You fight Moshe Rabbeinu. Who says it is?
What's Pshat that you get this?
No, it depends what you do with it.
And also, didn't Paro want to know where Yosef was hiding this? We got all this money for all the grain.
Trust me, Paro had severance pay. Paro had an IRA. Paro had. Oh, don't worry about Paro. He had a lot of money.
Pshat, it doesn't add up. Why would Yosef hide it in a way that no one can find it?
Because this in Avei Ruchni is the Davim Mesuteris that he's hiding within every single Jew.
What's the daily Avei with this? What do? So you pray for the
Avei
Mesuteris to be revealed?
No, you don't Davin. You work on revealing Davin. Yeah. Through his Beininess. But there's a difference between creating something new versus revealing something that's there. Okay? Even in Gashmi Sticker thing, if you have to write a report or look over a report and correct it. So you're writing an article. Yes, you could start from scratch, But you can take a pre-existing article and just fix it over. Which one's harder? From fresh. Okay, right. It's true. Sometimes building a house, it's better just to knock it down and start from the beginning. That's true. The what? It's not going to mean anything. The Rambam writes, that when Mashiach, the Rebbe spoke a whole sikh once in the Siyam Rambam, one of the first Siyam Rambams the Rebbe made when, you know, the first year after. The Rambam writes about Mashiach's time is going to be Madanim Ka'afar. All the delicacies will be like dirt. So the Rebbe explains, what does that mean? The Rebbe explains, Madanim Ka'afar means there'll be a lot of wealth and everything, but people will look at it like nothing. It won't mean anything to people. Based on the Kedusha that is going to be revealed, not the Pshat, it's going to be dirt. Madanim Ka'afar means, in a person's mind, it's like nothing. Dirt is nothing now. That's the way it's going to be, Madanim Mashiach come. Because, but again, the Gashmis is the primary thing when Mashiach comes. Chesem Mesem is not the Gan Eden. It's Gashmis. So that's the treasure that's going to be revealed when Mashiach comes. The Gashmis, the hidden power of Gashmias. The hidden power of Gashmias. Because then Gashmias is going to be used for the right things only. The Gemara says that the world wasn't worthy for gold. The world just wasn't worthy to have gold. Why did Hashem put gold in the world? Because he needed it for the Mishkan, for the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore he needed gold. So therefore he dumped it already into the world. But the world wasn't fit to have gold. What's the Aveda? The Aveda of the Ava, the two levels of Ava and Ava Mesuteris is higher. And both have to be revealed. Each one has an advantage that the other one doesn't have.